The American Psychological Association defines trauma as an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, crime, or natural disaster. Trauma, however, can also be characterized not by the event itself, but by one's reaction to it. Dr. Peter Levine, who's a well-known psychological trauma theorist, explains that any overwhelming and distressing experience can cause trauma. He believes that trauma is only recognizable by its symptoms. So, for example, some of you may have been directly impacted by a natural disaster like Hurricane Helene or other hurricanes, and some of you may have been indirectly impacted by a natural disaster. And those indirectly impacted could experience the trauma symptoms exactly the same as someone directly impacted. For example, just watching the news coverage of those events can cause a trauma response. Indirect exposure can cause the same symptoms as someone directly impacted. And the crisis doesn't have to be a natural disaster. It can be a health challenge, a death, a divorce, the breakup of a business partnership, an economic recession, a new political administration, changing business or tax laws, changes with tariffs, supply or market disruption, war, the COVID pandemic, the list goes on. In fact, on these slides, I've got a list of 36 examples of traumatic events that can hobble your business. We have a quiz on our website that helps leaders evaluate trauma indicators within their organization to see if your organization and employees are being affected by traumatic events and determine how trauma-informed your workplace practices are. Use the QR code on your screen to get access to the quiz. It's just 10 questions and takes only 3 minutes. Let's talk about what happens to your nervous system when you are faced with an unexpected crisis or traumatic event. According to the World Health Organization, 70% of people globally have experienced a potentially traumatic event, which just makes us human, but causes our nervous system to go into success lockdown during a crisis. Here's what's happening during a crisis. Your brain literally cannot process new opportunities. Your body fights against change, even good change. Your revenue can stay stuck no matter what you try. This is why some of you may freeze before big events. That's your survival response kicking in. Or undercharge despite the amazing results you provide. That's your nervous system telling you to stay small in order to stay safe. Or sabotage your own success. This is your nervous system fighting change. Or hide when you should be visible. This is your amygdala sensing danger, invisibility. When you are in crisis, there are two different ways your nervous system or your body will respond. The first is the sympathetic response. Think of your sympathetic nervous system as your body's built-in emergency response team. It's designed for one purpose, to prepare you for immediate action when faced with a threat or crisis. The system activates automatically when you perceive a threat, face a crisis, experience sudden change, feel overwhelmed, or encounter unexpected challenges. When activated, your body undergoes a coordinated series of changes. Your heart rate increases, your blood pressure rises, your breathing becomes rapid and shallow, your muscles tense, ready for action, your blood flow redirects to major muscle groups. Your stress hormones like your cortisol and your adrenaline flood your system. Your focus narrows to immediate threats. Your digestive system slows, sleep becomes difficult, long-term planning challenges increase. Now, let's explore your body's restoration system, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. This is your body's natural balancing mechanism designed to help you recover, regulate, and return to a state where thoughtful leadership becomes possible. The parasympathetic system is your body's rest and restore team. It activates when you feel safe and calm. It enables your body and your mind to rebuild resources, repair systems, and return to balanced functioning. Think of it as your body's maintenance crew, working to keep all systems running optimally. Your parasympathetic system engages when you feel safe in your environment, when the threat or the crisis has passed, when you consciously create calm, or when you practice regulation techniques. When your parasympathetic system activates, your body experiences a series of calming changes. Your cardiovascular system stabilizes. Your body enters recovery mode. Your mental clarity improves. Your solution-oriented thinking emerges. Recognizing when you're in a parasympathetic state helps you maximize these periods for strategic thinking and intentional leadership. The key is learning to create conditions that support this restorative state. Both states serve important functions in crisis with energy, decision-making, timing, and mental state. Sympathetic activation provides immediate response energy, whereas parasympathetic activation enables sustainable leadership. Understanding these states helps leaders recognize and regulate their response. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a high-stakes meeting and suddenly realized that your heart was racing so fast that you could barely focus on the conversation? What you're experiencing in that moment isn't just stress, it's your body's sophisticated survival system in action. And here's the fascinating part. The same system that can make you freeze before a crucial presentation can become your secret weapon in business leadership.